Some women play tennis, some women crochet, but the interests of the 15,000 women of the group known as Divas, Women Outdoors Worldwide, run a little more toward the explosive. Only a Games Karen Given met with the Divas at their international headquarters in Texas, and she has our report.
Ready on the right?
Ready.
Ready on the left?
Ready.
Commence firing.
Every Tuesday night, the Cowtown Divas take over the Shooting Gallery, an indoor firing range in Fort Worth, Texas. For these 2 hours, 30 women will joke with each other, offer fashion tips, and yes, shoot some very loud handguns at hot pink targets printed especially for them. Anjanette Jory has been with the Divas since the group was founded in 1999.
It's a sisterhood. Anybody you meet who has a similar passion, you connect, you automatically have got this thing you can talk about and go do, and you become immediate friends. Same here. People who just like to shoot, or they shoot for the first time, a target, and wow, that wasn't as scary as I thought, and they have fun with it. Next thing you know, we're all getting together to go shoot.
The Divas' mission is to bring outdoor sports to women who might not otherwise find them. As many as 75% of Divas had never fired a gun before joining the group, not Anjanette. She says she grew up as a Texas girl who would go to her family's farm on the weekends and shoot for fun. These days, Anjanette is a successful city-dwelling mortgage broker who enjoys surprising people with her not-so-secret passion.
They look at me and they give me a once-over and they go, "Really? Yes, I shoot. What do you shoot?" Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and then they just get quiet because they don't really know what to say about that.
The first thing you need to know about the Divas is these women are not tomboys. The Divas like to say that they take shooting sports on their own terms, which not only means that many of them shoot 22s, which have a quieter bang and less kickback than larger calibers, but they also stand on the firing line wearing bedazzled baseball caps and sparkly t-shirts. Anjanette says there's no need to give up fashion in order to shoot a gun.
I love my bling. And my lipstick, and my mascara, and my high heels, and I have been known to shoot in my high heels only when I have to.
We want it to be very functional, but we want it to be stylish, too.
Yeah.
Like we said, our favorite color is leopard.
And bling. Don't forget
that's
the bling.
A color.
Uh-huh, it is now.
Judy Rhodes is the founder of the Divas. Like Anjanette, she's a former country girl who grew up around firearms and says she couldn't stand to see another generation miss out on her favorite pastime. Beyond that, she wanted to see women participate in outdoor sports in ways they hadn't before.
When I first started, people couldn't even imagine women really shooting in the outdoors, hunting. And when we went to camp, a lot of them just stayed in, you know, back and cooked where the men went out. And I decided that wasn't going to happen anymore. We're going to be out there shooting and hunting and being in our own blind. And now we are.
Judy founded the Divas with 16 of her closest girlfriends, and in the past 12 years, the group has grown to a worldwide membership that spans 19 countries. Judy can't remember all the Divas' first names anymore, but she still treats everyone who shows up like a sister.
Let me walk you through this evening's prizes.
Maggie Aronsey hands out the gifts for tonight's top shooters. There are a couple of cowboy hats, one in zebra print, one in tiger, a cheetah print fragrance warmer, and everyone's favorite, a charming little lion stuffed with a lavender-scented insert that can be heated up in the microwave.
I want him.
Aww.
Be mine.
Okay, now put it down, and let me show you what you can do when you take your time to get your side picture.
On Thursday nights, the Dallas Divas gather at the Elm Fork Handgun Range. Here, the newest members learn the sport under the watchful eyes of more experienced shooters. The Divas like to say that women are better students of the sport than men. They listen better and follow instructions. They also say that women are best taught to shoot by other women, who might explain things differently than a man would. That's what inspired Carla Smith to purchase her first firearm.
I joined Diva. Wow, a week or so ago, and I mean, lots of emails, lots of fun.
Wait, you joined a week ago,
uh-huh.
And you've already bought a gun,
uh-huh.
And you're already on an email list,
uh-huh.
And you already have a bunch of friends.
Uh-huh. I love this place.
Carla's already planning to go on one of the Divas camping or hunting adventures. The group also offers clinics on everything from AR-15 semi-automatic rifle shooting to dog training, bird watching, and map orienteering. But for Murrieta Johnson, who's been shooting guns since she was 8, the appeal of the Divas comes not only from what she can learn, but also from what she can teach.
You know, I've been shooting in a man's world for a long time by myself, and it's nice to have that camaraderie around, having some other women around that, you know, are eager to shoot, that want to shoot, that want to learn something, because when I first started shooting, they're all like, oh, can you coach me? Can you coach me? And I'm like, well, I'll tell you what I do, you know. Well,
Judy Rhodes says it's important not to lose another generation of female shooters. Other divas say it's important for women to know how to protect themselves or to get more quality time with their husbands. But Murrieta says teaching women how to use firearms isn't important at all.
Why is it important for women to play tennis? Why is it important for women to go play golf? To me, it's just another sport. All I'm doing is punching holes in paper, so I could do that all day long. As long as I got ammo, something to shoot with, I'll do that all day.
This is going to put 50 points on your score.
All right.
So you need to do as well as you can. Have a good time, ladies.
After the women get their fill of shooting at the hot pink targets, they're given regular-sized playing cards and asked to shoot out the suit symbols. Tino, the range officer at Elm Fork, doesn't mind seeing his range taken over by such silliness. In fact, he says he prefers it to what sometimes happens on the weekends.
The women are always brought by their dads or their boyfriends or husbands, and they sometimes come like kicking and screaming, you know. So it is pretty cool to see women who actually enjoy it, they'll come in here.
I bring my husband on Sundays. He doesn't bring me.
Sally Zimmerman is one of the more experienced divas. She spends 5 to 6 hours a day shooting, mostly air pistol, in hopes of making the U.S. Olympic team. On league nights, she rushes through her own shots so that she has plenty of time to help the less experienced shooters.
It makes me feel good that I helped somebody improve on something that later on they can enjoy all by themselves without anybody's help. And the fact I could maybe contribute to that enjoyment means a lot to me.
No woman who visits the Divas gets away without a lesson, and that includes me. It's not the first time I've held a gun, but it is the first time I've been taught to hold one by another woman who understands how foreign that cold metal feels in my hands.
Now, until you get ready to shoot, yes, your trigger finger should always be right there.
Oh, so you don't get to it accidentally.
Exactly.
Right, okay, exactly. Okay.
Sally talks me through every nuance before asking me to pull the trigger. She tells me how to stand, how to breathe, where to look for, what to think about, and what not to think about. Still, I'm not convinced.
I'm not even going to hit a target here.
You're not with that attitude, Missy.
With the Divas watching, I let out my breath, check my sight picture, and slowly, very, very slowly, squeeze the trigger.
Not bad.
Where did... Oh!
I'll let
that was pretty good.
You're on the 10 line.
Very nice.
There you go.
To my amazement, not only did I hit the target, but my first shot is within an inch and a half of the bullseye. I'm happy to quit while I'm ahead, but Sally has more to teach and more bullets loaded in her gun.
Did I even hit that one?
Yes, you did. You know where you hit it?
Where?
Right smack in the middle of the crosshairs.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. You don't even need me anymore. I guess I'm going home.
There's a lot of joking around when you shoot with this group, just like there's a lot of hot pink, leopard print, and bling. But Judy Rhodes says that's all just part of being a diva.
If we're not having fun, you know how women are, we don't do it. And with our organization, we might be just a little bit louder or a little bit blingier and things like that, but I always say moths come to the flame.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Gibbon.
They call me Annie Oakley.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Kurt Nickisch. Our intern is Allison Gluck, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view pictures of Karen on the shooting range or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. Our final word comes from Divas founder Judy Rhodes.
And one thing that's really surprised me about women is they really enjoy the smell of gunpowder. Chanel, yes, but gunpowder, that was never on my list.
Yeah, me neither. Grapefruit's good, though, and vanilla, stuff like that. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
They call me Annie Oakley, Annie, Annie Oakley, queen of the golden west. With a hey, giddy up, and a bang, 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 my riding and my shooting are the best. They call me Annie Oakley, Annie, Annie Oakley, queen of the golden west.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. This is NPR.